There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Aleph, which is talking about, right, that's the whole sugya of Shabbos comes in through Bameh Malikin. What are you allowed to use on Shabbos for wicks and for oils, etc.? And then it gets into discussion about these inferior types of wicks and these inferior types of oils that you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos, but you could, yes, use them for Chanukah. So based upon that Gemara, in Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kol Hashmanim Papsilois Kishem L'Ner Chanukah. Right, any type of shemen, of oil, any type of wicks are fine to be used. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkat Nalef, Hayne ki yesh shemanim geruim. There's these inferior qualities. She'enim shachim la'achar ha'psila. They don't really pull the oil so well. V'chein yesh psilas geruim. The types of these poor wicks. She'en ha'ur nisle yofe behem. The light doesn't really, you know, hold well with them. As one explains, with Shabbos also lahadlikon. So on Shabbos, you cannot use these. You cannot use these types of wicks, right? The salkadait, mechanica also gamkein lahadlikon. So you would think, well, just like I can't light them for Shabbos, I won't be allowed to use them for Chanukah as well. Shemi yavoy lide kibui. Maybe I'm going to come to start, adjusting it or, you know, tinkering with it a little bit. So kamash malan, the chiddush of the Gemara is the ein lechush lezeh. Right, that it's not a problem. The kaim lan kri paskin kovsa in zokuklo. Kevin shehidli knases zayicher lenes nigmara b'hamitzvah. So then you're allowed to. That's really what the Gemara is telling us. You would have thought that I can't use these, but on Chanukah you're allowed to use these inferior quality wicks and oils.
Is it interesting? Does it mention the 30 minutes? Does it mention, you know?
It does, but that's not in this part. Now we're just talking about this whole siman is discussing what types of.
Right. So is it apparently that's just
l'chachim? No, that's meikar hadin. That's meikar hadin.
So when he says kevan shehid lignasa zeikar l'neis v'nigmar mitzvah, he doesn't really mean that. Lav dafka, you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Alpha pish ein hashmanim nimshachim achar psila ve'ein ha'or nisle yafe bahen. But osam hapsilos. Okay, so now comes the Ramon says, Mihu, however, Shemin Zayas mitzvah min hamufchar. The best thing is to use olive. She'im, right? Ve'im ein Shemin Zayas matzah. If you can't get that, which nowadays it's pretty easy to get, your local supermarket will have. Mitzvah b'shemanim she'oron zach v'naki. So then use a different type of shemen that has a nice, clean, pure oil, clear light. V'nogim v'medinos eilu. The minog is to use lahadlik mineros shel shavo. Ki oran solo kimo shemen. We use these wax candles because they have a nice, good light.
And they found also in the shag markets back then. They're probably, the equivalent.
Yeah. V'afilu b'leil Shabbos, right? Shibitochi b'chanukah, even Shabbos Chanukah, which could be either one Shabbos, it's usually Vayeshev or Miketz. Some years it could come out, it could be two weeks. Even on Shabbos Chanukah, mutar lahadlik b'ner Chanukah hashmonim psilos she'os lahadlik b'hem ner Shabbos. So you're allowed to use them anyway, right? V'im ein anosein b'ner rakdei shir mitzvos. Okay. Let me speak out. L'fi she'os l'shtamish b'ner Chanukah b'en b'Shabbos b'en b'chol. So there's a famous teaching from the Chernobyler, the Mori Naim, and he's working on this Gemara that says that you're allowed to use these inferior types of oils, and he says a beautiful idea. The klal is that the Bnei Yisrael do mitzvos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does mitzvos. Okay, so when we're blowing shofar, Kaviach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing shofar. We're taking lulav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing. So when we're lighting Chanukah candles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also lighting Chanukah candles. So we just said, I know here's my Chanukah candles right here. I go to the store, I get them. So says the Mordechai, what are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what are his neros? Are you ready? What's the pasuk say? Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Ner Hashem, right? The candle, Hashem's neros are Nishmas Adam, is the neshama of Adam. And the Gemara tells us, Atem Krim Adam, Ve'en Oydei Kachavim Krim Adam. We are Adam. A Yiddish neshama. So when a Jew is lighting their Chanukah candles, they understand at that moment that they're lighting in their home, HaKadosh Baruch is lighting up his neshama as well. Her neshama as well is being lit up by that ner Chanukah. Ki ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's candles are the neshama of a yid. And he says, what's the lashon is nefesh. Nefesh stands for the three parts of a candle. So we're Orthodox, we're modern. And in our modernity, we think that ner means an actual candle. But in the Mishnayos, you know what a ner is? It's the receptacle. It's that which holds it. That's called ner.
The lamp.
The lamp, right? That's the container is called ner. Then we have the psil, right? The wick. And you have the shemen. So you have the ner, the psil, and the shemen. Ner is nun. Psil is the pei. And shemen is that. Is Rosh Hashanah is nefesh. So that's the nefesh that's being lit up. So now this is a beautiful vort. What's the din? It's all working back on the Gemara. The Gemara says that these inferior types of wicks and these inferior types of shemen that you're not allowed to use for Shabbos, you can, yes, use them for Chanukah. There's certain shamas, there's certain nefashos in this world that for them, Nebuch, you know, Shabbos just doesn't light them up. The shaman doesn't get inspired. They don't feel connected. It's a rachmanis, but like the people, you know, they're looking at their watch. You know, how many more minutes those three stars will come out? I can get out of jail. Shabbos will be over. I can get back on my device. I can go find out what all the latest. I can go check to see how many coupons I got for Staples. You know, I gotta check my emails. I gotta check all my important documents. Nebuch, you're in Shabbos. Shabbos can be the best day of the week. Tzadok writes that, you know, as much as a person invests into Shabbos, that's what you'll get out of it, right? Two people side by side, they're davening the same shul. Shabbos begins and Shabbos ends the exact same time for both of them. One of them, it's the best day of the week. One's in Gan Eden, the other guy's in Nebuch, he's in Gehenna. So it's a Nebuch, but it's an inferior type of neshama. It can't get lit up by Shabbos. It doesn't connect, not yet. But Chanukah connects. There's amazing studies done about how many Jews throughout the entire spectrum, they do something. You know, whether it means like putting a little electric menorah in the window or something like that. Gewalt. Klal Yisrael, they connect to the Indian of Chanukah because it's an inferior neshama. And that's the deeper ideas we spoke about last week. That when we were talking about the height of the menorah, right? That really, really, we saw the 10 tefachim. And the Gemara tells us that really, La'olim, the Shechina never comes down below 10 tefachim. The exception to that is Chanukah. With Shamash, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes down from above 10 tefachim. Like, ideally, that was the height we saw to place the Shamash above 10 tefachim. You got to get your stool just right. To have your table just the exact amount of height. You can have the Shamash at 10 tefachim. And there's be Lamata, Measara, and you have the Shamash come down and light up. It's Kaviyoch, it's the Shechina coming down and lighting up the darkness of our lives. And bringing, you know, ore into Rishus HaRabim, into those places of darkness and lighting up. That's why Chanukah is the last Yom Tov we have before Mashiach, right? Let's put Yom HaTzmaut on the side for a minute. But Chanukah is really Me'ikra HaDin, the last Yom Tov we have before Mashiach comes. It's like the way Moshe Weinberg once says, it's like the Navi's giving like a farewell kiss. You know, when you have Shemen, when you're pouring oil from one kli into another, there's always a little residue, right? You never really, really pour out. Yeah, you get most of it out, but there's always a little bit that remains. So that Shemen that we use, it's always something that rises to the top. Shemen is the Lashon from the word Shemona, 8. That idea of something that's lamalam and hateva. Shabbos is 7, right? That sometimes people can't get connected to that, but 8 is always something that's on a higher madrega, and that is all from the Mor Hinayim. He's explaining that's what it means, that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that from us, it didn't Shulchan Aruch says that, you know, that you can use these in fear wicks. So a person learns up the Gemara and say, okay, I see what I could use it, but you have to understand what's the depth of it? What's the penemius in this Indian? That a person has to connect to Chanukah. No, this is mamish. You know, Zos Chanukah, my world is hanging on Chanukah. I can light up, it can change my life. A person can connect and become inspired and a passionate yid based upon how they're connecting to the inner dimension of Chanukah.
It's funny, my wife said the other day, it shocked me, you know, she said she's amazed that in America Chanukah is such a big deal. It never dawned on me. She just said that here, even amongst the firm Jews, she said it's such a big deal. Like she said in Israel, it's...
Your wife's Israeli?
Yeah.
She said, what?
Yeah, but she was just sharing a feeling that she had. But uh-huh. She said, over here in America, it's a little bizarre. That's what she said. She noticed the difference, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's maybe connected with this, you know.
You know, when I speak to, young men and women who are in Eretz Yisrael for the year, I frequently hear that they're so relieved that they don't have the non-Jewish holidays at this time, you're being pumped into, you go and walk into a store,
exactly.
Right?
My wife connected it to that. She said she figures it's because of the...
Okay. Baruch Hashem. Tis the season to be Yiddish. Oi, 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 oi.
How about there you said? Is it the same